News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We in Ireland are disproportionately contributing to the climate disasters of the present and future beyond our shores. They're the hard-hitting words of John Sweeney, Emeritus Professor in the Irish Climate Analysis and Research Units at the Department of Geography at Maynooth University. John, you had some pretty tough words to say in your column in the Irish Times over the weekend. You believe we're kind of sticking our head in the sand a little bit, I think.
Good morning, Shane. Yes, the motivation for this, as people will know, is that Ireland's permitted allowance, if you like, for carbon dioxide emissions and other greenhouse gas emissions is decided on a five-year rolling budget system. And we're at the stage now of trying to formulate the appropriate limits for the next 10 years or so. And the minister has asked the Irish public for their views as to whether the tonnages, if you like, that are being proposed are appropriate or not. And my concern in this particular article was that, well, we have to ask some hard questions here about how much we front load, if you like, our grabbing of the remaining carbon budget to sustain our current lifestyles and what the implications of that are for the generations that come after us, because we know that greenhouse gases last in the atmosphere for centuries. So if we use more today, we accelerate our movement towards those dangerous climate change tipping points. But it also means that, you know, we're saying to our young people, we're saying to our next generation, sorry, people, we're going to keep going today, and tough luck for you in the future.
Yeah, your language there, you don't shy away here. You say, sorry, kids, we opted to plunder your legacy to sustain our comfortable lifestyles. We wanted to keep our SUVs, further intensify our agriculture, and continue subsidising fossil fuels to the extent of nearly $5 billion annually. You're basically saying, and I think you used the terms, selfish and unethical.
Yeah, I think there's, irrespective of the science of all of this, there's a moral question here. And that moral question is essentially, as I've been saying, how much do we disproportionately grab of that dwindling budget for the future? But it has a wider context as well, Shane, and that is in terms of Ireland's responsibilities in the wider world. Because we have signed up to international agreements which says rich countries should do a bit more than the poorer countries of the world to tackle this problem, especially countries like Ireland, which have built their prosperity on fossil fuel emissions over many decades now. And so if we grab more of that remaining and dwindling carbon budget, it's saying to the farmers, if you like, in Uganda or Malawi, sorry, people, we know we're causing more in the way of drought and hardship and failed harvest for you in the future, but we're just simply going to grab a bit more of that budget to keep ourselves going in our own existing lifestyle. So I think we have to look at this issue of climate justice, and people should look at the carbon budgets that are being proposed, knowing
John,
that
can I interrupt?
Yes,
John, really, and really briefly, what you're saying is absolutely right, and I think it's inarguable. But is there a snowball's chance in hell we'll actually do that? We'll be unselfish enough and generous enough to do that?
I don't think so. I think the short answer is people and countries are selfish and they look after their own interests irrespective of the rest of the world and irrespective, in the Irish case, of the next generation. And that's the sad reality. But maybe we should have some sort of moral compass in this area a bit more strongly expressed than we do at the moment.
John Sweeney, Emeritus Professor in the Irish Climate Analysis and Research Unit at the Department of Geography at Maynooth University. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Do you agree with John? Are we too selfish? Are we too unethical? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.